The first thing that an earnest aspirant needs to do is to send a current of holy thought to all creation. Repeat mentally, let all beings be happy. Let all beings be peaceful. Let all beings be blissful. The more one repeats this verse, the more one will be blessed to heal the present world situation. These words are adapted from Swami Vivekananda's writings. Swami Paramanand, an initiated devotee of Swami Vivekananda, was sent to America where he worked tirelessly for 25 years, sharing the spiritual teachings of Sri Ramakrishna and Vedanta in America and in the West. Inspired thousands of spiritual seekers by his sublime teachings. His small booklet titled Healing Meditations stirs the higher aspirations of the soul. We now share this with you. There is nothing so potent as meditation to re-establish our rhythm when our mind is tossed by the waves of unruly thought. There is no ill in life that cannot be cured by right meditation. True meditation purifies our mind and clarifies our vision. True meditation gives us, as it were, wings for flight to a higher realm and thus detaches us from terrestrial fetters. It is through the habit of meditation we overcome all our sorrows and afflictions. In this human body, there are certain definite centers which correspond to our various stages of consciousness. When our mind dwells persistently on lower centers, we exhibit anger, fear, envy, jealousy, and all manner of physical ills and mental unrest. By lifting our mind from the lower centers and holding our thoughts upon finer concepts of life, we exhibit love of beauty and express rhythm and harmony through our thoughts and actions. We delight in the practice of purity, humility, loving kindness, and other phases of nobility which mark the higher unfoldment. Our mind should be constantly in our own keeping, for it alone contains the true vigor of the individual. One does not protect and preserve himself merely by thinking of the physical being, but only as he learns to identify himself with that which is vast and unbounded. The average human being, when disturbed by circumstances, becomes agitated and desperate, and as a rule makes the situation worse and his own mind more unsettled. Wise men seek the path of meditation and tranquility to right their ills. India, the great cradle of human aspiration and spiritual attainment, has always advocated this meditative method. It is a method, however, that has been handed down quite silently. It is too subtle a subject to be conveyed by word of mouth. In India, there are those whom we call munis, silent ones, who have formed the habit of inward gazing. Though they never speak, their service to the world is incalculable. They are always throwing light upon the path of man. There is a remarkable Buddhistic legend in connection with Ananda's meditation as he sent forth healing powers through the four quarters of the earth. Far away at that moment sat a king in a hall enthroned. A captive was brought before him, who though unbound was proud, defiant and haughty of spirit. There was utter silence in the hall while they waited for the king to speak words of doom for his ancient enemy. The king said, "I had thought to do some fierce thing to thee, and so end thy life, my enemy. But I remember now with sorrow not only the great wrongs we have done to each other, but the many hearts made sore by our hatred. I shall do no more wrong to thee. Thou art free to depart. Do what thou wilt, but as for me, I will make restitution to thee for thy ruined state." Then the soul which no might could conquer was vanquished. The knees of the captive were bent and his pride overcome. "My brother," he said, and could say no more. Such is the power of silent meditation. The thing is, sometimes we are not able to partake of this healing. Multitudes came to the Christ, yet only a few were made whole. Invariably he would say, "As ye believe, so be it unto you." The individual has a tremendous part to play, and that part, whether it be kindled through faith, feeling, humility, surrender, or through a great revelation, is cleansing and purifying and healing in itself. Often we complain because we are not able to receive. A cheerful heart causeth good healing, but a broken spirit drieth up the bones. Let us remember this. A broken spirit can never partake of anything. Do not let us come with broken spirit. For every ill there is a meditation. There is the meditation of life, of light, of purity, of humility, of joy, of freedom, of love, of wisdom, and of peace.